Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's been a sad few weeks in the Toronto film scene. Ravi Srinivasan, a recent young TIFF programmer, and Noah Cowan, whom I knew way back in the 1990s, both recently died much too soon. And Harvey Lalonde, possibly the world's most celebrated film festival volunteer who had the inside scoop on everything happening at every festival in Toronto, and whom I've known personally and constantly talked with for at least 15 years, also sadly died well before his time. On the positive side, though, the Toronto Black Film Festival season, is on its 11th year now through the weekend. Showing a huge amount of original content about being black in Canada from Halifax to Vancouver. This week, I'm looking at three new indie movies. There are Multiple Apparitions in Edmonton, Mutual Attraction in Melbourne, and Wrongful Incarceration in Cleveland. Lovely Jackson, directed by Matt Waldeck. It's 1975 in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Ricky Jackson is hanging with a friend when a few blocks away, a bill collector is shot down in cold blood. The killer escapes and no weapon is ever found, but based on the testimony of a 12-year-old paperboy who claims he saw Ricky, who has no criminal record, committing the crime, Jackson is tried, convicted, and sentenced to death by electric chair. A few years later, on death row, only months away from his execution, a Supreme Court decision stays all capital punishment in the state. But all Ricky has to look forward to is a life in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And therein lies the innocent prisoner's dilemma. When brought before a prison parole panel, he has a choice. He can either lie that he feels remorse for a crime he didn't commit and be eligible for parole, or tell the truth that he is innocent and be sent back to prison. Although his case is eventually taken up by the Ohio Innocence Project, he isn't freed until after he spent 39 years from 18 to his mid-50s, wrongly imprisoned. Lovely Jackson is a stylized and highly personal look at incarceration, survival in prison, and his fight to win back his freedom. It's filmed in a series of black and white vignettes, as portrayed by a young actor and co-written and narrated by Jackson himself. Prison bars collapse into fractals while Escher-esque prisoners march in lockstep in endless cycles. Jackson is portrayed in a fetal position as the hands of a clock face slowly ticking the hours. It isn't until he's finally released that you can begin to see him in full color and real life settings. Lovely Jackson is an extremely moving documentary about how our justice system has failed us and one man's struggle to fix it. Of an Age, written and directed by Goran Stolevski. It's Melbourne, Australia, 20 years ago. Cole, played by Elias Anton, is 18 and bursting with energy. He's finishing high school and embarking on a new life. And in just a few hours, he's meeting with Ebony, played by Patty Hook, his ballroom dancing partner, for their big audition. It's the culmination of months or years of practice and hard work. He's already dressed in his costume and ready to dance. But then a call comes through from a payphone. Ebony has spent the night passed out on a beach, drunk as a skunk. She doesn't even know where she is. So suddenly it's up to Cole to try to get someone to pick her up and take them both to the audition in time. Fortunately, Ebony's older brother, Adam, played by Tom Green, comes to the rescue. they end up missing the dance, but Cole and Adam both feel there's something special between them. Could this be love? Perhaps, but Adam is flying off to Latin America to start his PhD. 10 years later, they meet again in Melbourne's airport. What has happened to their lives in between, and where will they go from here? Of an Age is a bittersweet coming-of-age drama about hope, longing, and desire. It's also about Cole's life as an immigrant with his widowed mother who escaped wars in the former Yugoslavia, and about alienation, bullying, cruelty, and coming to terms with his sexuality. I have mixed feelings about this film. I really like its slice of life look at life in Melbourne with its diverse people and personalities and the sometimes emotionally moving plot, but it feels disjointed. Its frantic opening scenes show Cole and Ebony in a never-ending state of panic, shouting at each other nonstop. And then the bookend scenes set 10 years later, they're sort of short, too pat. It's only in the middle parts, in the other parts, like where Cole crashes a neighborhood party or where he has to deal with his relatives, that the movie finally hits its stride. And Anton is quite good in his acting. Of an Age is not a bad movie. It's just far from perfect. Skinamarink, written and directed by Kyle Edward Ball. It's late one night in a suburban home in Edmonton, Alberta, and 4-year-old Kevin can't sleep. So he starts wandering around the house, but things look weird. In the washroom, the toilet appears, then disappears, and the doors and windows in the hall aren't where they're supposed to be. Mommy, my chatter phone is talking and my Lego pieces are moving by themselves. Put them back. Turn the lights back on. The floor is on the ceiling. Toys are on the wall. It's very bad. Daddy, I don't like what the TV is saying to me. Make it stop. Kaylee, will you play with me, Kaylee? What's wrong with your mouth? Kaylee has no eyes. Mommy, why won't you look at me? Daddy, where are you? Help me. Why is everything so weird? I don't like it at all, Daddy. There's a stranger in our house. Skinamarink is an avant-garde experimental horror movie about all the nightmares a little kid fears coming true one night. He can't navigate the familiar routes around his home, all the things that bring him comfort, like playing with his toys, watching cartoons, aren't working right. His mom and dad, the ultimate refuge he can always turn to when things go wrong, aren't helping him this time. They're only halfway there. It's the ultimate child's horror, filled with confusion and abandonment. The title comes from the famous Canadian kids song made famous by Sharon Lewis and Bram. The film is shot in dim light with constantly grainy, staticky video images. Most of the dialogue is barely audible. The special effects are like what a 7 or 8 year old kid with no editing skills might attempt, where you show something, then you pause the film, then you move it off camera, and then you start filming again. Hey, look, it disappeared. It's filled with creepy old TV cartoon music and sinister but indistinct voices that twist familiar toys into scary monsters with satanic or zombie-like faces appearing for just a split second. Although Skinamarink borrows certain horror cliches, it is not a normal mainstream movie. If you approach it as an art house or experimental film, I think you'll like it. But if you're expecting a regular horror movie, you'll be bored or disappointed. Skinamarink makes Blair Witch Project look conventional. It's extremely slow moving and made on a tiny micro budget, but it has already generated an avid cult audience. What can I say? I like this spooky, scary, and weird look at childhood trauma. Of an Age opens this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. Lovely Jackson was the opening night film at Toronto Black Film Festival, which continues through the weekend. And Skinamarink is now streaming on Shudder. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.